I have to sit up that way in the night when I waiting for his time to come to go to work. So he went over to town, went to the Ford place and asked him if they had a new work car. Yeah, I said, we got a good one to go to work on. You know, they called him the second car, you know, one. And said, it's ready to go. Well, I went over there and they went over and looked at it. And we did. Checked it out. I told him, y'all will take that thing down yonder and have it lined up. I said, it's out of line some way or another. I'd have it lined up and bring it on out there. Mm-hmm. We went and bought the car and had it charged us. Mm-hmm. Told him what he'd have to do. And he eventually got the car paid for it. And then he run over there. As quick as he could, he got away from us because we held his feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. All he'd do is growl about that night work, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, night work, the dickens, man, I said. Now, you need to be at work. Mm-hmm. I said, what the devil? Well, I can't make a living at that, no how. I said, you can live on $100 better than you can now.
Yeah.
I said, if you can't make $100, I said, if you work for $50, I said, you'll live better when the week goes out with $50 in your pocket than you will with now. Mm-hmm. And I said, if it's $25 a week, you know, I just brought it right on down. I said, I don't care what you're working for.
Mm-hmm. It's better than starving.
$5. You ain't broke with a dollar, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So that's the way I had it to him. But he kind of slipped or got away from us, of course. Got old, said he knowed he never would be able to come back here no more. But then he knowed if he stayed around us, he's going to work. Because that's what we believed in. We believed in doing it.
What kinds of other furniture do you have? You have benches and things like that. Would you ever have something that might be flat that you might put dishes on top of and might have drawers and things like that?
There was a little of that, but not in the early days. Mm-hmm. But that began to come on later. Mm-hmm. They called it a safe, and it was homemade. It had shelves and a door to it. Mm-hmm. And it was dark in there. It didn't have no screen doors, nothing like that on it. It had when you close the door, you're in a dark house. Mm-hmm. And that's where you put your plates, of course. It was a good thing that it was dark in there because flies couldn't get in there and crawl on you. Mm-hmm. You utensils, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the only place it was to keep them. Mm-hmm. But they just cleaned them up and had shelves, one for your cups and one for your sauce. But then you made that. Mm-hmm. That's all you had. They call it a safe. Mm-hmm. They got to calling it cabinets and all of this, that, and the other. But then we talk about the old way, where we come from, where we start.
What kinds of knives would you have?
Had better knives than we have now. They was bone handles. Mm-hmm. They it wasn't silverware. It took, in other words, you had to be making above a living to buy such, you know, such. Such kitchenware as that would be at that day. You just didn't pick that up and roll. Mm-hmm. But it was good stuff, mm-hmm. and it did last a long time, too. Mm-hmm. And was pretty, and was nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to have. Because, you see, if I had known what all of this here was going to happen, if I could read, if a man could read you the future as well as he could the past, anybody could get rich. Mm-hmm.